whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
Joining us here on a Thursday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening to us live or on your hard drive. Thank you so much for joining us. I forgot to actually hit the live button on there. We are live online and on your hard drive. We're actually testing to see if another pipeline works for us. We're seeing if the online platform streaming MixLR, we're firing up our MixLR station for those on the go. Go to mixlr.com, I think. Yes, mixlr.com/Dale-Murray-Campbell. And you can watch us on there as well as I listen to myself talk, which is not always fun. So we've had a few hiccups along the way this afternoon. We'll get into that a little bit later on, but I want to bring you news of a late story that broke earlier this morning. I had to change the run sheet around, which is the sheet that we go by, the mysterious, wonderful sheet that we go by here to make the show run from 12 till 2 on Thursdays. You know, it's the mysterious sheet that we go by. We had to put in this California shooting at a institution, a disability institution at San Bernardino. It's a terrible situation there. The latest is that 14 are dead, 17 are injured. At least 14 people have been killed in a mass shooting in California, involving three gunmen, they believe. Just trying to pull up the latest version of this article. Officers say that 17 people were also windowed at an attack at a social service center in San Bernardino. The gunmen wearing military-style clothing are armed with long guns, open fire at Inland Regional Center, which helps adults with disabilities. Witnesses said that people locked themselves in offices when gunfire rang out. Hours after the attack, police hunting down attackers riddled a black SUV with gunfire in a residential area several miles away. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwans tweeted, "Suspects are down, one officer wounded, details are still unfolding," which is true to the second as we're broadcasting this at 12:04 p.m. Australian Eastern Time Zone on the 3rd. In December, it is unclear if there is a third suspect on the loose, but if we hear, warned residents in the area to stay inside, police chief did. The attack took place in a conference area where San Bernardino County Department of Public Health were holding a social event, said Maybeth Field, the center's president. FBI officials said they don't know if this was a terrorist attack, but local police said it might have been domestic terrorism. Quote, "I think what they're getting at here following the Paris attacks is that they do not have any direct suggestion at this stage this is an Islamic State terrorist attack," as said BBC's James Cook, who is at the scene. "Rather, if it is a terrorist attack, then perhaps it is some kind of homegrown terrorist here in the US, continues Cook. He says that buses filled with people are driven away from the scene while the surrounding buildings remain closed with workers still sheltering inside. We're getting in latest reports as well as we speak. One man received a text from his daughter saying that she was hiding inside where she works. President Barack Obama has responded to the shooting, saying, "One thing we, quote, one thing we all know is that we have a pattern of mass shootings in this country, and there's no parallel anywhere in the world," he said. "There are some steps that we need to take, not to eliminate all incidents, but to make sure that they happen less frequently." Now, a map of basically where this is. It happened near South Waterman Avenue at the Inland Regional Center, for kind of a geographical location of where this kind of shoot this shooting took place. If you are in San Bernardino, and if you are near the incident, or BBC wants you to basically to reach out with them, but I don't think that that's a great idea. Some key points: so 14 killed, 17 injured. Just to kind of recap the facts here from this California shooting that happened, happened around 9 o'clock local time. So here's, I think that's when reports started coming across my desk. Here's what we know so far: for at least 14 people dead and 17 people injured after multiple gunmen opened fire at a building in San Bernardino, California. Two suspects, one male, one female, are dead following an officer-involved shooting nearby the initial scene near, I'm finding it here. Where is it? There it is. South Waterman Avenue at the Inland Regional Center near the public golf course in San Bernardino. The deceased suspects were clothed in military-style clothing and were both armed with handguns and assault rifles. A third suspect remains at large. The FBI is saying that the terrorism is a possibility. A homegrown terrorist is a possibility. More people flood into the hospitals with 17, and people are being advised to, if they are working in buildings in the area, to stay inside. The California governor spoke out in this incident about, I want to say, an hour and a bit ago, saying that his thoughts and prayers, and California's thoughts and prayers, are with everyone who has been affected by the brutal attack. California will spare no effort in bringing these killers to justice. Says Governor Jerry Brown. The story is horrific on the back end of well, it's just horrific in general, but on the back end of what has been an awful month of these styles of attack, it just hit with me and our thoughts and prayers here at the GLS HQ are with those who are affected, those families, and those families who are affected by this terrible shooting. So I just wanted to bring that up because it is breaking and it is kind of still unfolding as we kind of speak, and we'll bring updates to you throughout the day, throughout the broadcast. If any of them do come through to us, we'll bring them to you. Now I had, first world problems after this. I have, we reported on this show, and this is going to sound so dickish, but here goes. So I, we were having we're having troubles here at GLS at the moment after the new Google Plus. I don't like it. They have removed Hangouts from easily being created. You can still you can't create Hangouts on Air from a page on the new. So we're actually broadcasting this on my personal personal page, of course. So that is what that is. So. Yeah, I don't know. And they're encouraging the YouTube live page, but that involves a third party encoder, which I have. I just didn't realize once I created the Hangout on Air about 50 minutes before the show started that that's what I had to do. So, you know, that's what that is. But anyway, so well, you know, there's that. So the Hangouts on Air is being broadcasted on my live page because they don't we can still probably put it on GLS somehow. I don't know how I'm gonna manage that one, but never fear, Dale is here. We might have to add it to a playlist on the GLS YouTube channel potentially. That's potentially what's going to happen later on, later on in the day, probably tomorrow at this rate. But I thought that's what I'd let you know if you're probably seeing this in a different spot. Don't worry, it will be in its proper place in near time. So I wanted to start the broadcast off today with some. Change some, you know, we're heading into the Christmas season. It's December 3rd, so you know what that means. It is appropriate to be drinking out of my Merry Christmas coaster, even though I've been drinking out of it since my birthday. Because a little bit behind the scenes, folks. I start celebrating at Christmas because I live in a place where we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And you know, we don't technically shouldn't celebrate Halloween, but we still do. But in saying that, people still do celebrate Halloween and what have you. I think that November 20th, which is the week of Thanksgiving anyway, so I think that it is an appropriate time to start celebrating Christmas. So it is an appropriate time to start celebrating Christmas at around November 20th because it's about a month, you know, a month's a good time. But you know, we are playing going to be start playing Christmas songs on this program, so hope you don't mind. Christmas bumper bump in music, yay! But I wanted to tell wanted to start the broadcast off of with which I had originally in at the start of the broadcast. With their broadcasting schedule, right up until the new year, and including some things of the new year, I wanted to get this out first. Nominations for the Best of 2015 show are open. If you want to go to tiny.cc/bestofgls, all one word, all lowercase, BESTOVGLS, Best of GLS. Nothing else, tiny.cc/bestofgls. There is a form there for the three awards for GLS. I'll actually pull up the list myself. So and it's got episode of the People's Choice, topic of the year, headline of the year. So and me and me and a couple of listeners off air have decided six of the best in no particular order, six of the best topics that have been. And there is a place where you can put other, you can put an other category in there. So nominated, made the shortlist for nominations for Best Choice is the broadcast of the 4th of November. Broadcast of the 18th of November, broadcast of the 14th of January, broadcast of the 21st of October, 9th of September, And the 1st of July, they made the nominations. Oh, and of course, other. They've made the nominations for Best People's Choice Award, Best Episode of the Year. GLS Topic of the Year, the nominations are Baby Formula Bulk Buyout by Chinese Online Retailers. Australia's Postal Service is in a little bit of trouble. Privatisation of universities. Car manufacturing to end in Australia, all the NBN mishaps, terror in Paris, and of course other, but those six were the shortlist. And on the shortlist for headline of the year, GoDaddy launches Down Under, Yahoo to get new series of Community, 116 things that'll give you cancer, Facebook launched Take a Break to ruin your ex's life, Ruby Rose wins Woman of the Year at the GQ Man of the Year Awards, and the new James Bond gets release date and some new cars and other. So those six were the shortlist made by the team here at GLS. So you can create that if you can vote. Voting is appreciated. Voting is not mandatory, though, but is highly encouraged. Voting ends New Year's Eve at, I'm going to say New Year's Eve at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. That is in 4 weeks. So 4 weeks from now, on the New Year's Eve broadcast of this show, December 31st, 2015 at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time Zone, so 12 noon, at the broadcast beginning of that show will announce that the nominations have been closed for the best of show. Now, so in saying that though, what do we got coming up until now in the end of the year and into the new year? Because we are hurling into Christmas, and a lot of shows are taking vacations. We're not taking any vacations. Well, we're not taking any vacations, but our schedule will be all over the place. So we have one, two, three, four, five regular shows until the end of the year. So we've got the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. All broadcasting from 12 noon till 2 p.m. Thursday. So Thursday the 3rd, Thursday the 10th, Thursday the 17th, Thursday the 24th, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve on that. So they will be regular broadcasts. Of course, we'll be doing some, we'll try and do some fun things on the Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve broadcast, of course, because definitely the 31st, because that'll be fun. Now, into January, of course, many of you will be aware I'm actually going to America to participate in the Walt Disney World Half Marathon over there, of course. So, not of course, but yes, that's what I will be doing. I don't know if I've announced that on this show. I've definitely been spruiking it all over the place. So, I'll be flying over there from the 2nd. Second till the 19th, I will be over there. I will be doing two GLS shows while I'm over there. We're thinking Wednesday night, in the regular old GLS time slot, Wednesday 10 till midnight. That is the tentative time because that's the regular time slot of the show. So we're thinking at that time slot. For that one, the first one will be so the 6th of January. We're hoping for a Best of 2015 show, and the next week we've got a very, very special show that I don't really want to announce anything to on. We're tugging boats, we're pulling trainers on all of those. We've got a lot of things planned for those two shows, but be tuned in for the Best of 2015 show on the. In and around the 6th of January. That's the tentative date, and of course, time slot will be there as well. As we continue, and after America, after I get back on the 19th, time slots might change. I might be moving this to a Friday afternoon until end of February, because of scheduling times as well. So, might be moving this to the end of till the end of February, at 26th as well. As we continue here on GLS now. As we continue here on GLS, stuff's going on. As we continue here on GLS, we have some health news. Will celery? How will celery sales go this Christmas time? Well, not great considering they have been recalled. We have the latest on that. As we continue, it's 12:22.
Likely house. Gather round. Got your carol sheets?
Hem. Ready? Here's your candle. Right then, after three. One, two,
this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thank you for joining us here on a Thursday here on the Generic Live Show. Thank you so much for joining us on shush, whatever. Thank you for joining us. It is a pleasure. And that's a fun little ditty tune. I like when songs sample things as well. You know, I can't really criticize the music. That's not a part of my job description here, but thank you everyone for joining us nonetheless. And it's Christmas season, and I know a lot of people on their list will have celery on their list. You know, celery is a nice food to just have on the platter to dip in dip, and of course it makes the dip taste good. You know why? Because it's celery stick covered in, you know, a whole heap of French onion dip. Oh yes, I like that. Do I have? I don't have the. Oh, I do have the. I do have this clip in here. I do have. I don't. Yeah. You know what I say to celery sticks and fresh French onion dip?
Yes.
That's right. I say yes to that now. But not anymore. Because a recall from an E. coli scare at Costco has now expanded to dozens of states, over 150,000 products sold at grocery lines, including Walmart, Safeway, and according to a press release from Taylor Farms Pacific of Tracy, California, which the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, posted on its site. Last week, Taylor Farms Pacific voluntarily recalled a number of products, including celery, including a mix of diced celery and onion used in Costco chicken salad, out of an abundance of caution, according to its press release. It also said that the vegetable mix tested positive for virulent form of E. coli in a sample tested by the Montana Department of Health. 19 people in California, Costco, Missouri, Colorado, Colorado is Costco, folks, Missouri, Montana, Utah, Virginia, and Washington have reported falling ill from eating the celery mix. Several food outlets, including Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, Albertsons, 7-Eleven, Target, and Safeway are a part of the recall. The full list can be found on the FDA website. The scary part of E. coli: it leads to kidney failure in about 6-9% of adult cases and 15% of the cases in children, according to the CDC. 5 people have only ever been hospitalized due to E. coli, 2 of which have been kidney failure. No deaths have been reported. So, oh, I think, oh, in this case, 5 people have been hospitalized, 2 with kidney failure. No deaths have been reported. Symptoms of E. coli include lots of yucky stuff that I will not say because we're on a family show. Number of people who have been sickened out by the outbreak are likely to grow over the next couple of weeks, even though the product has been revoked from sales, the CDC said on Wednesday. And that's disgusting, but it's sad at the same time, you know? It's, you know, it is what it is. You'll have to live without your celery. And dip over the Christmas break. And you know, it's as much as I think it's ridiculous, and it's outrageous. It's outrageous. That's right. It's outrageous. But apart, you know, E. coli sucks. But you know, it does produce rare statistics, folks. Don't get all huffity puffity about it. It does really cause much disease. It sucks that people get sick from celery and a recall of it. But you know, it is what it is. Nature, folks, nature. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, the NBN, it's at it again. We'll tell you, we have a breakdown of exactly all of the mistakes that the NBN has costed itself over the last several years, I say. As we continue, it's 12:31.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Strike the harp and join the chorus. Follow me in merry measure.
Thank you for joining us here on the Generic Live Show, here on a Thursday, here on the Chef Wonder Podcast Network, Chef Wonder Media, in fact, the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. Hey, if you want to catch this play, this palace, if you want to catch this place in more show, oh, I cannot talk today. You're going to love shows that I just can't talk at. If you want to catch this show in more places, then you can, by the way. You can find this, of course, you can find this live on wherever we broadcast it live to YouTube, Google Plus.to/genericliveshow is our Google Plus page. You can find all the previous events there as well. And yeah, on YouTube, youtube.com/genericliveshow is the link there. And you can find us, of course, chefwondermedia.net/GLS is the podcast version of this show. I clip out all of the best bits of the show and deliver them to you on a platter. That's right. I do it as a service to you, essentially. I put everything out on a platter for you to enjoy, and we are syndicated on Geek.io as well. geek-io.net/GLS. You can find the podcast version of this show on there as well. The podcast is released simultaneously, so when you get it on the Chef Wonder Network, you can also find it on the Chef Wonder, on the Geek.io podcast network. Excuse me. Wow, I'm filled with gas in the afternoon times. I should probably go get that checked out. Hey, welcome back to the show, of course. We are following this tragic story out of California this morning. The San Bernardino shooting that occurred. Of course, we are constantly refreshing, constantly getting updates and passing the important stuff on to you. If you haven't heard about what is going on over in San Bernardino in California, 14 people are killed at a mass shooting at an adult disability services center. From where I led to believe, I'll pull up the map again, but I'm led to believe that it's in San Bernardino County. It was at the Inland Regional Center on South Waterman Avenue. Police are encouraging people to stay indoors. If you are working in that area or have worked in that area today, to stay inside. Of course, that is just a given. Don't go woohooing in the street. You could potentially become a target of course, 14 people have been killed at a mass shooting. 17 people have been wounded. Police later tracked down two suspects, a man and a woman, both of which have been killed by the police officer. Police are concerned about the presence of bombs at the crime scenes. Of course, there are believed to be three suspects. A third suspect believes to be around at large. Of course, threats of terrorism seem to be floated around. Our thoughts and prayers with the families who have been affected of course. Now, Lifehacker Australia has an article. Not really the article I'd planned on, because the article in the articles, you find them on a listing and they get ad blocked and what have you. So, you can't really trust them too much. I just realized something. I shouldn't turn my own voice in because you can actually hear it 2 seconds later. 2 seconds later. Yay, delay. But anyway. So what will the NBN actually cost? And of course, I've talked about the NBN at length. Their hiccups, of course, are kind of famous on this show because they've found costs. They've found costs under the pillow. They've found costs, everywhere else. They found it behind the cushions, the couch, underneath the couch, everywhere. So it's an ongoing debate as to how is the best approach to the National Broadband Network. So here's the real cost in its current form. Rod Tucker wrote this article. He wrote it about, half an hour ago, luckily. So here's a professor at the University of Melbourne. And he breaks down all of the costing for us. In 2013, he introduces the article. 2013, the Coalition argued that Labor's original all-fiber to premises FTTP network would cost as much as $94 billion. In the 2016 NBN corporate plan, the figure was revised down to $74 billion to $87 billion to $84 billion, while NBN's co-multi-technology mix, NTM, incorporating fiber to node, FTTN, an upgraded hybrid fiber HFC, were less costly with a price tag of $46 billion to $56 billion. Since the Coalition announced these numbers, Labor has said that if elected, it will not go back to an all FTTP network. Hang on 2 seconds. It is really irritating to that. Anyway, it's worth noting that to look closely at the cost between the FTTP and the FTTN network, if the claimed $84 billion to $86 billion maximum cost comparison stacks up, and see where Labor's new halfway solution sits. This is according to Rod Tucker. He writes, he breaks it down so we all can understand. Thank goodness. Capital costs. The NBN 2016 corporate plan states the average capital cost to connect homes or businesses using the NBN with using the FTTP is $3,700, but the real cost for the FTTP connection is probably less. The $3,700 figure quoted by the NBN Co. is based on an old construction techniques that have been suspended in other parts of the world. The cost of rolling out FTTP in New Zealand, for example, were $2,900 per premises. Yeah. For some reason, the NBN Co. here in Australia hasn't learned anything from the New Zealand one. Sarcasm there. And NBN Co. benefits we'll give the NBN the benefit of the doubt and assume that $3,700, it actually costs $3,700 to connect FTTP to premises. The 2016 corporate plan states that the average capital cost for the FTTN network connection is $1,600 or $2,100 less than the FTTP. The HFC solution is $1,100 or $2,600 less. Using these numbers, it's easy to compare the capital costs of the different networks. At the end of the construction, the HTM network will provide HTTPN to 4.5 million premises and HFC to 4 million premises. Labor's new approach is to replace as many possible of these 4.5 FTTN to FTTP. The additional maximum capital cost to do this will be 4.5 million times 9.5 billion dollars. The figure corresponds to a $790 per premises average across all 12 million premises in Australia. Peak funding. Of course, you know, peak funding. Peak funding is the maximum cash outlay before cash flow becomes positive. Peak funding is a usually measured tool of cost because it's a direct measure of the cash outlay required. Operational expenditure is a major issue for the FTN network because all other factors included new software management system, additional cost of maintaining degrading copper wires in the FTTN network, and the cost of the electricity required to power the FTTN nodes located in suburban streets. Importantly, an FTTPN network would incur none of those costs. In fact, the NBN co-document leaked to Fairfax Media showed that the operational costs of the FTTN network would be 67% more times than the FTTP network. And the operational cost of HTC would be 25% more. Over the lifeline of the network, the difference could amount to billions of dollars. So, there you go. Time frames. In light of all these factors, why is the MPN Co cost estimate for a hypothetical FTTP network so large? Well, the MPN corporate plan details provide no detailed information. Detailed information on its financial modeling, but it states an all FTTPN network will take till 2026-2028 to complete. If the time frame was needed as long as this, the revenue stream would be delayed. This could indeed lead to unrealistically large numbers for the peak of the peak of the funding cost of the FTTP. So why does 2026-2028 time frame come from? Well, according to, what was his name? Rob Tucker. That was his name. His guess is simply extrapolated from the present rollout rate for the FTTP, which is fair, which has not increased much since 2013. One piece of the sporting information comes from Senate estimate meetings where the NBN Co. confirmed its $74.84 billion number was not for a continued FTTP network, but for more of a restart of its current plan. Excuse me, NBN Co. waited until September of this year to hire additional staff, increasing the number of employees from 3,400 to 4,500. That's 4,500. Up from 3,400 to speed up the rollout of the FTTN. If these were hired in 2013, the rollout could have been done by 2020-2021. Interesting. Interesting how it's laid out so simply that, you know, it's that easy. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, like I said, you can't get everyone to adopt your model in 2 seconds flat if you're making it impossible for them to adopt your new time. Yeah, you know, if you're making it so hard for, you know, people to allow, you know, if you're making it hard for people to adopt your new model, then, of course, they're not going to adopt your new model. Plus, you know, they're really, really scattergun. We are just starting getting houses connected to the FTTN network now, for example. So, a little bit late to the game there, FTTN network. Little bit late. As we continue here on the GLS, I was about to say the GLS show, but that would be kind of redundant. As we continue here on GLS. Well, there is a huge debate going on here at the moment in this country for medicinal cannabis, but will it get delayed yet again? As we continue, it's 12:50.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On
the third day, this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Thursday. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday, whether you're listening to us live or on your hard drive. We do appreciate you joining us. That's right, we are getting on the bandwagon pretty early for Christmas songs. You know, that's what we're doing here on GLS. We're not wishing you a Merry Christmas yet. That's why would we? Why on earth would we do that? That is not something that we would do. No, not at all. Something that we wouldn't do at all also is delay legal marijuana. That's right. Patients and parents who need medical cannabis to control epilepsy, pain, nausea, will have to wait months before national licensing scheme allow it to be grown here. 6 weeks after announcing a licensing scheme to manage the supply of locally grown medicinal cannabis, Health Minister Susan Lee has returned to the drawing board. Instead of allowing it to the states to set up individual cultivation schemes, as announced in October, the minister now says that she wants a single national cultivation scheme to run by the Commonwealth government. In October, the government promised that it would bring up legislation, the cultivation scheme, to Parliament by the end of the year. However, with just one primary sitting day left, she's now promising, in consultation with the state and territory governments, to introduce the first sitting of period of 2016. Quote, I am confident with creating one single national consistent cultivation scheme rather than 8 individual agreements will help speed up the legislative process, but ultimately access to medicinal cannabis products as well, Ms. Lee said. Medicinal cannabis advocate Lucy Hallam says, and has described the delay as very disappointing. Quote, I'm fairly cynical, but I don't think the federal government has shown any leadership in this space, she says. Quote, to leave it until the last week of Parliament is very disappointing. Now, taking a year and a half away, she says. Lucy Harlem's 25-year-old son, Ben, was using cannabis to revive nausea, vomiting, and poor appetite due to chemotherapy until he lost his battle with bowel cancer earlier this year. When the minister's office contacted her yesterday, she had told it would be 2017 before local cannabis would be in the hands of patients, he said. So, yeah, well, it's a delay. Now, I didn't report on this at the time. I don't think I did anyway. We do so many stories here on the show, they kind of get not lumped in the same basket, but, you know, there's only 8 segments on the show and we got to mix it up a little bit. But legalization of cannabis. Now, I don't know where I sit on this one. It has to be heavily regulated. Don't get me wrong. That is a given. Trust me, if it's not heavily legislated, we'll have people abusing the system. Oh, trust me, just look at, I don't know, Centrelink. But that'll get me in huge amounts of trouble. But just look at that system. It's not heavily regularized, and people get away with blue murder. Like I was browsing through the stories last week, and they're just hooking up people who try and pass on fraud. I may have included that story in here. I'm not too sure. I can't remember. I don't think it is in here. No. But, in saying that, if it's saving people's lives, then who am I to say that I'm going to let people die because they're using weed, essentially, to survive. I'm not that type of person. I'm not the type of person that's going to sit here and say that I'm going to allow people to die because they're using weed, essentially, in a heavily regulated way. If it's heavily regulated, depends on what these agreements are coming out. And here's what I'm going to say here. They haven't thought through these agreements, hence the delay. Now, you might think, Dale, that is very cynical, and how dare you take that position? I've heard that before. But, not on this issue, but on other issues. But it's common sense. What am I meant to do? Ed, before you send your emails in saying that I should be taking these issues apolitically, you kind of can't take it apolitically when you've got health ministers holding people hostage, essentially. So, it's me sitting here for 2 hours taking things out of context, or, you know, the health minister letting people die. So, you know, you've got that going for you. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, as we continue here on GLS, of course, we're following the story of the San Bernardino shooting. We'll give you all that you need to know about the San Bernardino shooter. Hopefully, everyone is okay there. And we don't normally talk about sports ball on this show, but we've got lots of corruption going on in this country at the moment when it comes to our sporting events. We'll tackle sports and corruption right after this. As we continue here on GLS, it's 12:59.